3, 2, 1. Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to this radio program. And we're glad that you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you would receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God this morning. We would like to take the opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. Regular classes for all ages, and we have excellent teachers. If you want your children to learn what the Bible says, then we encourage you to bring them to the services at the Independence Baptist Church this morning. Our regular preaching service begins about 11 o'clock today, and then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And then on Wednesday night, we meet at 7 o'clock. And so we invite you to come to all of these services. We trust that you will, and that you'll be able to worship the Lord with us there. The past few Sunday mornings, we've been speaking on the subject, what is lost? And I know this may seem like a topic that almost everybody knows about, but it is a topic that is of vital interest to your eternal salvation. We began preaching this out of a burden for our own souls because of the people that we run into from time to time as we're witnessing to people, and they tell me, yes, I want to be saved. I hope that I am saved. And yet, when I began to question them concerning their salvation and the time that they were saved, they simply cannot remember. They say, well, you know, I've always trusted the Lord, and it's just not that way. Because there was a time when you, if you were lost, that you found Christ precious to your soul and you have been saved. We have studied this lesson in, so far, three different ways. The first way was being lost is simply being born into the human race. And every person that is born into the human race, they'll come to an age of accountability, and then they are accountable to God for themselves, for their life. And of course, we understand that babies are not accountable to God. They don't know what sin is. And when a young person dies, they go on to be with the Lord, because that's what the Bible says. And then secondly, we understood that the age of accountability is coming to a time of knowing that there is a God and we're accountable to that God. And it is possible for people to believe in God without believing in Jesus Christ to the saving of their soul. And we tried to emphasize that in the second lesson. The third lesson was those people that accept the Bible as the Word of God and yet do not accept Jesus, who is the true Word. And so that was last Sunday morning's lesson. And now this morning, we'd like to answer the question, what is lost, by this way. Being lost is believing in Jesus without having a day of salvation. And I want to emphasize this. You know, there's a lot of people that say, you know, I believe in Jesus Christ, and yet they do not have a time that they can go back to in their lives and know that they were lost without Jesus Christ, helpless and doomed to hell, and He saved them. Now, the Bible declares emphatically that you will have a day that you can go back to and know that you've been saved. Now, people would say, well, I hope that I'm saved. You know, I'm trying to trust the Lord. I'm trying to believe in Him and all of this. Well, that's good to do all that, but at the same time, if you do not have a day that you knew you were lost and then you were saved, then you have not found Jesus precious to your own soul. Let me read to you, if you would, a couple of places, and we won't have time to get into all the places in the Bible where that God called men and gave them a day of salvation. We'd like to read to you a couple of them. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, is probably a very well-known scripture talking about the time when we trusted. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, we'll begin our reading in verse 7. The Bible said, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. We just read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 through 14. Now, in this scripture, it tells us very plainly in verse 7 that we have received redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I want to say here that this blood redemption is not a universal redemption of all of mankind, but it is a blood redemption of all of those who come to Christ knowing that they are lost and knowing that they need their sinfulness forgiven. And so these have received blood redemption. The Bible says they have received forgiveness of sins, not because of what they've done, but rather because of what Jesus has done for them. Now notice, if you would, in verse 13, the Bible makes this very clear. In whom ye also trusted. Now, have you trusted in Jesus Christ? And notice the words that I have read right out of the Bible. It says, in whom ye also trusted. This does not mean that you are now trusting Him or that you're trying to trust Him in the future. It means that you already have trusted Him. He's saying if you do not have a time when you trusted in Him, then you are not saved. The Bible said, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. We'll notice the order of things in verse 13. First of all, you must hear the word of truth. It is impossible for a person to be saved and never to have heard the word of truth. And what is the word of truth? The Bible says that the word of truth is the gospel of your salvation. Well, what is the gospel? The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4 makes the gospel very clear. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is the power that God has exhibited to man through Jesus, who was crucified, who was buried, and who raised again the third day. And we are trusting, we have already trusted, that Jesus Christ, who laid down His own life and took it again, can also take our life, can also raise us again unto newness of life, that He can take us home to be with Him. The Bible said, in looking here again in verse 13, in whom also after that ye believed. So there is a time when you did not believe, and then there is a time when you did believe in Jesus as your personal Savior. This is very, very important to know that you have a time when you were saved. I do know this. You may not remember the date of your salvation. I know myself, I was saved in the summer of 1955. I do not know the date that I was saved. I do not know exactly the time, but it was in the morning services at our church, And so I was saved before the afternoon. I was saved just before lunch. And so I know that it was on a Sunday, and that's all that I know. But I know more than that. I know that Jesus Christ has forgiven me of my sinfulness. I deserved to go to hell. I had done nothing good. But by His grace, by His power, He redeemed my unworthy soul. And this is a time like you ought to remember. And also, look with me in the book of Colossians, chapter 1. In the book of Colossians, chapter 1, and we'll begin our reading here in verse 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. I would emphasize Colossians chapter 1 and verse 6 speaks of a specific day when these people came to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. You see, there was a day when they hadn't heard the word of truth, the gospel of their salvation. And then someone came and talked to them about Jesus Christ, and they knew that they were lost. They knew that they were unworthy, and they knew they didn't fit the pattern that Jesus required. And so they had to come before God as unworthy sinners, knowing that in them there was no good thing, and looking unto Him and saying, Lord, I'm trusting in You, not in what I've done. Like the publican who came and stood before God, before the temple there, and the Bible said that he bowed his head, he smote himself upon his breast, and would not so much as lift up his eyes unto heaven. And he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I want to tell you, the Bible says that that man went down to his house justified. So there was a day when that publican believed in Jesus Christ. There was a day when the Apostle Paul believed in Jesus Christ. And many times Paul recounted this salvation that he had, the day of his salvation, as he stood before Felix or Agrippa, or as he stood down by the water's edge and preached the gospel of peace. He told people, I was this way. I was fighting God. I was putting in prison His servants. I was killing them. I was separating their families. And then as I walked toward Damascus, I saw the light. Jesus Christ revealed Himself to me. And so it is. There is a time when we were lost without Him, and then we turned and came and served God. For every prophet of God in the Old Testament, there was a time when they were doing their thing, and then God came to them and touched them and drew them unto Himself, and they changed their life, and they began to live and work and walk according to the way that God wanted them to go in. I remember a woman several years ago, and her and my wife were talking, and my wife made mention that she knew she was saved because she could go back to a time in her life when she was lost and Jesus had saved her, and she knew that it was so. And the woman said, oh, don't say that. Don't say that at all. My wife said, why not? And the woman said, there's not a time that I can go back to. She said, what happened that I went to church one time and I went up front as a little child, and the preacher asked me, do you believe in Jesus? And she says, why, sure. I mean, everybody believes in Jesus, don't they? And the preacher declared that she was saved, and all the time she was lost. That lady was saved that night. It's very important. It's your eternity that is at stake. I trust today that you have a time that you can go back to, and you can say, I know that I was lost, but I know that I've been found. And be positive about it. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us. Once again this morning, we do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio program. Thank you now for listening.